Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer, about to start the premier podcast, The Attic. Weekly, we get together and give you Patterson's Own. The Attic is comprised of co-producer, The Messenger, Baby Sister, Baby Brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Pearl, and from Florida, Sister Sunshine. Hey, listen, sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background, it cannot be duplicated or imitated. You got to come to Ohio to get that. And when you get here, you got to see AKA The Menu. Let's get ready for the show.
How's podcast audience doing today? This is co-producer. This producer, as we get ready to start our premier podcast, The Attic. The Attic is a weekly podcast where my brothers and sisters and very close friends of the family, we get together and we try to share with you from an urban perspective some of today's most current and important events. So let's start our show. I know everybody has been following the election. It's been one of the most important elections. One of the most important elections I think we've had in a very long time. Bottom line, before we break down into details,
sounds like our co-producer might be having some issue there.
Okay. Can anybody hear? Okay, I can hear you now. You must have lost.
I got you, Sunshine.
No, this is baby girl.
Oh, hey.
Is it just me and you?
It is. It sounds like it. We had the family a moment ago. How you doing, sis?
I am well. Baby boy, are you here?
Oh, ma'am.
Messenger, are you here?
Baby boy.
Nurse Carmen, are you here? Well, I think we're going to just move along until
yes,
Brother Ken gets back connected again. I believe he was going to be talking about the midterm election that we had on last night, how that was very important. Mm-hmm. One is probably – hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought that was him. How that was probably one of the most important elections that we've seen yet in our lifetime anyway. So I'm sure I don't need to ask this, but I will anyway. Did everybody vote?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course we did. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, you're back. Okay, I was just kind of carrying on until you got connected.
No, and
again.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
I don't know what happened. I heard some ringing, and I didn't hear anything. But here we are. Getting ready to talk about our podcast this evening on the election. But baby sis, I appreciate you stepping in there. And let's talk about what happened here. Well, again, the Democrats have seized control of the House of Representatives, which means we can really, really, really stand by for some political excitement in these upcoming days and months. I'm going to start off in Ohio. Ohio, again, we elected a Democratic governor. I a Democratic senator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sherrod Brown held us down in Ohio while the governor went to a Republican. It's funny how this shakes up. And before we start going into individual places, it's funny with all of these things going on in this nation. I really thought that the Democrats, with the blue wave, would just come across and kill everything and swept everything up. But what happened here was, I got some background noise from somebody. Yeah, but what happened was, this nation lets you know that they're really not unhappy with the current president, because we could have cleaned up on the Senate also, but we didn't take over the Senate, but we took control of the House. So the fact that we didn't control the Senate also means a lot of people are happy with your current president, and I think that's just very sad. How do we do out in Pennsylvania there, baby sis?
Well, in Pennsylvania, we did well, actually. We kept the incumbent candidates still in office for the Senate as well as the governor. So, you know, we did well. And we also picked up some, you know, other congressional seats as well throughout the district. So, I mean, we did well on this end.
Sister Tippy, how we do out here in Ohio?
Well, I think there was a mixed bag of news. I think we had a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. Senator Sherrod Brown kept his seat. He's quite the blue. We got a new Republican governor, which, you know, is not what I wanted to say, but that is what it is. I think people got out to vote because they're voted red because they're happy with the way the economy stands right at the moment. I think that was a big motivator, you know, that caused a lot of red trigger.
How are we looking out there in Jersey, folks? My Jersey cast members, Baby Boy and Messenger, how are we looking in Jersey?
We did all right. Menendez won. He got reelected.
Is that he was a senator, or was he the governor?
Senator. No, we already got our governor. Christie was out. That was, what, last year?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Did you pick up any district seats?
Actually, I was just focused on the senator's race. I didn't check on that yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We picked up a seat in the House. We picked up a seat.
Right, for senator.
No, we picked up in
the
House.
Oh, you mean in the House? Oh, House of Representatives. Okay.
Right,
the Congress. Okay.
We picked
there. Now, I know in Florida, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. You got Mendez out there in Jersey, despite a bag of ads about corrupt charges, he beat in court. So we got a crooked governor, but at least he's Democrat. So if he real crooked, maybe he'll shine some of that crooked love on his people there.
He's a senator.
Senator. He's a senator, bro. I'm sorry. And who's the governor in Jersey now?
Yeah, we don't even care as long as it ain't Christie. I forgot his name, the governor's name. But, yeah, we've had him about, 2 years now. He wasn't up for election.
Christie said, I just want a sandwich, man. Don't be hard. I just want a sandwich.
I'm sorry, who is that? Who is it?
Our governor is Murphy, guys.
Oh, okay.
Murphy?
Oh, thank you,
Phil Murphy.
Okay. So, we again, in Ohio, Sherrod Brown maintained his seat. Again, it's funny in a way, but I thought that because of the nonsense that our current president stays involved in, the inability to ever tell the truth, I thought that was going to really, really hurt the Republican Party. But apparently it didn't, because, again, we made huge gains. In fact, our gains in the House of Representatives. And you know, let me say this. It was never really projected that Blue Wave was going to take everything. The hopeful, I mean, it would have been lovely if they did. But we took the House of Representatives. And let me tell you, I think that for right now to the next election, that's enough to keep our president up at night. Because he knows right now his life is about to change. And he is already going on the offensive before anybody can even take off.
But do you think anything is going to get done? Do you think anything is going to get done because the Republicans do have the Senate? So, yeah, I know the Democrats have the House, and so they'll be able to, you know, subpoena, and they'll be able to impeach or things like that or investigate. But with Senate, now that we lost some seats in the Senate, so now they're the majority. Yep. They still hold that majority, whereas before it was even, and we could kind of block them if we needed to. But now we lost some seats in the Senate. So do you see anything actually getting done since they took over the Senate?
No.
Nope.
Nothing hasn't gotten done in about 6 years, 8 years, 7 years.
No, I mean done in terms of now that the Democrats do have the House and do have the power to investigate, to subpoena, to see his taxes and to investigate him. And like I said, different things like that, all of these different people that are up for indictment and all of that. We're in a position now to do something about that. But because we don't have the Senate, you know, because if the Republicans have control of that, do you think anything is going to get done in terms of what the Democrats can actually do?
They'll
be able to investigate, but then it still has to go to the Senate in order to get something done about it, and that's where they're going to block it.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on just what it is that they done done. Because if they've done something that's broke the law, they did something to break the law.
Point.
The only person they can't really touch is Trump. Everybody else, they go to jail.
Okay, well, right now, for example, Sessions has resigned. And according to his letter of resignation, I believe it started off with something to the effect of, at your request. So to
at
me,
your request.
Right? If I'm not mistaken, I think that's how
you're
the
right.
letter started right. off, at your request. At that point, the president, right, is having him to do that. And now the president, once you resign, the president has the authority to select someone else to replace him. So, of course,
right.
he's going to be a handpicked somebody that's one of his guys. So the person that replaces Session will now take over the Mueller investigation because you won't need Rothstein anymore? You won't need him anymore
right.
because the only reason why he came into play is because Session recused himself. But now,
right,
once he's resigned, and you get a new DA in there, district attorney, he's going to be over that investigation. So you know he's going to sabotage it or slow it down and beat it in any way that he can.
Right.
Yeah, he will. But Congress has more authority where they could shut the Mueller investigation down. That doesn't stop the House from going out and doing what they want, making it happen. It doesn't stop the House. The only reason Trump never got in trouble is because they controlled the House, and the House never tried
right.
to get him. Even though
right.
all
and I get that. He's going to be more. They're going to be able to check him. They're going to be more. It's going to be a little bit more of a check and balance, somewhat than what it was before. But I mean, do you think anything is going to actually get done? Yeah, you know, they'll
no.
be able to slow him down
no.
from the nonsense he was doing. But will anything actually get done in regards to
yeah.
these investigations? Because he already done threatened them that if they come for him, he coming for them.
Well,
yep.
see, what you
got to
remember
yes.
is what you got to remember is there's other investigations going on here in New York
right.
with his kids and stuff like that. So they might not be able to get the president, but they can get everybody else. They're going to get
everybody
else.
Right.
Right, but if he has a judge in the Supreme Court now, that's going to be that swing vote that's going to touch on anything that does get kicked up to the Supreme Court. You've got that set. That's already set in your favor. Because Kavanaugh is a swing vote.
That's in his favor. That's in his favor.
That's
that ain't
in
everybody else.
Well, I mean,
You can't get the head. You can get everybody else but the head.
But the head is the one.
I know, but
yeah, but sometimes, but that's why you're the head. You're untouchable. Diplomatic immunity. You can't be touched, no matter what you do. You set it up.
Yeah. But nobody's
like
above
chess.
The law. But nobody's above the law.
That's deepest
of supposed to be anyway.
Don't believe that.
Huh? Technically, all of them are above the law.
Above the law, yeah.
All of
well,
them.
Well, I mean, they've been above
it.
The law because Republicans have had control of everything. But now
just,
that they
it
don't.
It ain't just Republicans. It ain't just Republicans. Our Senator Menendez, he's been in all kind of stuff over the last
Yeah, but I mean, but him compared to all the other corruption that's been in the Trump administration, I don't really think, I mean, if we're going to compare it's really no comparison. I understand that. But I understand that. But I'm saying if you're going to single him out, you have to look at all of the other corruption that's in the Trump administration, which has been ridiculous.
He set it up whereas he got that wall he was talking about building. He didn't build it down there on the border. He built it around him.
That's true.
That's a wall you ain't getting over.
Well, that's true.
Well, that,
did anybody have the pleasure of seeing that press conference today with him and media?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
Can
he
you
was telling
me?
Him to sit down and shut up?
Yes. He's embarrassing.
In fact, hold on
but
one second.
He was doing it in a nicer kind of way. If you know that, he wasn't his regular self. Because he knows what's getting ready to come.
If you say so. I don't think that was nice at all. But, okay.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing now. He can't get out there.
One of the statements
he can't get out there now with his
chest
pumped out, yelling.
Hold on one second. If you talk about that interview, here it is.
Challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, Dashi? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on.
Well,
that's true.
They
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that.
They
weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. Mr.
President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that...
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly over the course
okay,
of
just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President, over the course of the last several days of the campaign, sir, at the end of the campaign, you repeatedly said that Americans need to fear Democrats. You said Democrats would unleash a wave of violent crime that endangers families everywhere. Why are you
because
pitting
very
Americans?
Weak on crime.
Why
Peter.
Are you pitting Americans
Peter.
Against one another, sir?
Peter, what are you trying to be him?
No,
Peter,
I'm just asking
a
question.
Let me just tell you, very simple, because they're very weak on crime, because they have often suggested members and people within the Democrat Party at a high level have suggested getting rid of ICE, getting rid of law enforcement. That's not going to happen, okay? We want to be strong on the borders. We want to be strong on law enforcement. And I want to cherish ICE because ICE does a fantastic job.
So when we talk about – that was our president of the United States
mm-hmm.
at a press conference. It's real crazy. I mean, you know, and don't get me wrong. If you're the president, there's this thing called political protocol or a manner in which you're supposed to act. Now, he threw that book out of the window. I just don't see how people can tolerate that. I just don't see it. But again, there's a lot of things that take place in this country I don't see or understand. But that was him talking to a news reporter, and it lets you know that whole conversation let me know that anything the Democrats or the House of Representatives come at him with, he's going to counter. And with that kind of talk, and again, he, although I don't like him, his ability to have people support that nonsense that he's doing, again, that's growing. And that really makes me nervous, as Baby Sister said earlier today, for his reelection. Because right now, if he's got that kind of support, I no longer say it's impossible for him to be the president for another 8 years.
Oh, no, he's going to do a second term. They're going to vote him in again. Yes, to me, I'm not going to be shocked when that happens. I'm really not. Because at the end of the day, more people are for him than they're willing to admit that they are out in public. Because, I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people's pockets got a little fatter under this Trump administration, and they're not so willing to let that go. They're really not. So they don't admit it. Yeah, they don't agree with his rhetoric and all his nonsense and stuff that he does. But at the end of the day, he is making us, you know, we're making more money under him. So they like that.
At the end of the day, it's
money
good for business. You know what? It might not be that bad. It don't affect what he's doing, don't affect them. But they don't care.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm trying to stay hopeful and optimistic about it, but it's just, I don't know. I've never seen anything like this guy. And the stuff that he gets away with is just unbelievable.
For a minute there, it sounded like he's about to go slam on him. Sam Jackson.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
You're right, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
and what's sad is he's got other Americans now feeling like they can,
well,
you know, it's one thing to think something and not say it, but everybody just says whatever's on their mind now. I mean, in regards to, you know, racial comments and things like that, there's no filter with anybody.
The longer this goes on, the worse it's going to get. And see, right now he has an enemy, which is a Democrat. So anything that goes wrong, now he has somebody he can blame. He was blaming Republicans before, but now he can switch that over to the Democrat because they got the House. That's why we can't get nothing done, because of the Democrat.
Well, yeah, that's
going
to be
through now.
Yeah, that's going
like
to be the whole rhetoric now. He got
what
somebody
they was doing
to blame.
With Obama. Democrats are going to do the same thing. Ain't nothing going through. So that bill has to go to the House, then it goes to the Senate, and then it comes back to the House, and then the Senate, it goes back to the Senate for them to vote on. And what the House going to do is they're going to make some changes that the Senate ain't going to like. Ain't nothing going to get done. It's going to be like Obama all over again. But then he going to end up blaming the Democrats, and that's going to turn them people on. He going to get turned up again. Right now, he died so because he don't know what's going on. He knows something coming. He don't know what it is, but he got an idea. Right now, he being nice.
Is he?
He talking like he under control and all that.
Well, you can't say he being nice based on the way he treated Costa today.
No. That was for his base, though. I'm just saying. He ain't out there yelling like he was. If you notice, during that whole news conference, he was supposed. I guess that was his version of being calm. It wasn't like he was at no rally or something like that. He wasn't doing all that crazy stuff. Because he knows.
But what are we looking like down in Georgia? What's the sister's name? She won't concede.
Stacey Abrams.
Hey, Stacey. She said, no, we're going to count all them.
They're still counting. I thought they're still counting, though. I thought they were still counting. Because there were some mail-in ballots or something like that.
They must be down there counting like the, what's the name? The vampire on Sesame Street. One, two, three, four. Get this shit over with.
Yeah, but one of the things you gotta understand too is the way the system, the way the Republicans had this system set up. Do you know we had to vote 3 times as much as they did, even though we are the majority? We have to vote 3 times as much as them in order to win. The same thing that happened with the presidency, how Hillary had 2 million more votes than him, and he still won. They gerrymandered the system so much that actually Democrats did exceptionally well. It's just that the system was just rigged against them. So it is a good thing that they were able to get the House, because technically the House was almost set up where they couldn't get that. It's just that people came out more for this election than about the same that they did for the presidential election, and that just doesn't normally happen. And the Democrats still weren't able to make. Well, they made real headway. That just goes to show how far behind they really were.
They did. I mean, they got a lot accomplished. As far as in terms of states that they flipped that, you know, in the past has been unheard of, but they were able to flip it.
You see, but like you said, with that gerrymandering, think how a lot smoother this would have went if everybody could have went somewhere conveniently and voted. You know what I'm saying? The machines ain't breaking down and stuff like that.
Oh,
see, all that stuff was going on in just certain type neighborhood, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me say this real quick about the machines breaking down. Well, we're not going to have that problem by the time the main election come around, because Trump's daughter just got a patent. One of the patents he got was for voting machines. So I'm sure that's going to be all taken care of by the time her daddy get ready to run for re-election.
Did we ever get to the bottom of Russia interfering with anything, or was there any type of interference at all with this election? Because, I mean, was anything done to prevent it?
Well, we're going to find out. I bet you we'll find out within the next 72 hours. Because now, let me say this. All that investigation from the Mueller investigation, we were all hoping and we were all thinking that Mueller didn't drop his information until he had some support. Now, you got support from the House, House of Representatives now. So in the next 72 hours, I think if there's going to be some mind-blowing indictments or situations from Mueller's investigation, we're going to see him now. And if we don't see him now, then we're never going to see him.
Right.
Now, am I wrong, but like I said, Russia didn't like they mess with the machines and stuff like that. They just put a lot of false propaganda stuff out there against Hillary. And if that's what you want to consider meddling in the election, they ain't actually mess with the machines and change votes and stuff like that. They were just putting out false advertisements and stuff like that against Hillary.
We don't know that. All we know is they meddled. Now, again, that's what they would want us to believe. And let me say this to you, and I hate to sound like I support that sounds crazy. I hate to sound like I support the president. But if what Russia did was flooded the market with propaganda and media, then shame on us. Shame on us for as a nation. But I just got the strangest feeling it was a whole lot deeper than that. And we're never going to know.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah,
it
shame on us.
Wasn't like in the landslide?
No, it's shame on us. It's shame on us if we allow that. But part of our rules and regulations say that you cannot work with a foreign, especially enemy, to against the state. That's what they did to England. They set up rules so that nobody else could do that. So yeah, shame on us because we let them trick us with the bad news information and stuff, but shame on this guy for getting another country to come in and disrupt this country. And that's
what
he did.
Coming in.
Right, that's the crime. His people working with another country. Yeah, shame on us because we believe any and everything. But you know what? Honestly, it doesn't matter because. Well,
that's why it was no way.
As a country.
Yeah.
As a country.
As a nation.
The nation. Okay. All right. As a nation. Okay. All right. My bad. Sorry. But
honestly, the nation believed the FBI and the CIA and all of them when they came out and said that Russia colluded. It was the president who didn't believe it. But everybody else was on board with it.
They believed everything that the Russians put out there about Hillary. She was no worse than anybody else, and all of that they claimed she was doing. It's funny, everything that Donald Trump and his people claim Hillary was doing is exactly what they're doing, and nobody they won't see that. They just focus on everything else except that, every single thing. What was this thing? Lock her up. Half his cabinet locked up now. We're gonna clean the swamp. His cabinet is the swamp. So everything
he's putting
that
money
he
in their pocket.
Hillary
that's up, why.
And he claimed that's all Hillary was doing. Every single thing he claimed Hillary was doing, like for instance with the emails, Trump's got his own phone. That's unsecured. But they wanted to lock Hillary up because her email. She had a server. He got an Apple phone. The president of the United States got his own Apple phone that he picked up on 42nd Street.
And that's the one he uses. That's the one he uses. Does he send his tweets from there?
That's the one he called Sean Hannity and the boys on. I don't know if he tweets from it.
He got a burner. The president got a burner.
Is Sister Sunshine on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, you guys.
Hi. Question for you. How is it going down there in Florida with the Senate race? I know they were still trying to count that out, right? There's still nobody actually has conceded to that yet. They're still trying to count.
He technically won the thief. I don't understand these people, I swear. I just live here. You know, 18% of black women voted for our governor, the new governor.
Say that again?
18% of black women voted for the Republican.
Wow.
That's a freaking time. I was like astonished when they released that information.
and a large portion of the Hispanic population did too.
Oh yeah, they are. They a lot, of, but the older ones always do. So they believe they're going to go over there and, you know, knock off the Castro and give them their country back. A lot of the older
but
ones
I thought, but I
that.
Thought, but I thought after what happened to Puerto Rico, I really thought that they were, you know, at the point where they was that was like that was the last straw for them. That was a wake-up call.
But it's not necessarily the Puerto Ricans. They separate themselves. It's not necessarily Puerto Ricans. It's Cubans.
Right.
Cubans,
Spaniards. And then there's Dominicans. And
a lot of Mexicans not
themselves.
Necessarily ability to vote. We have a lot of Mexicans. Not necessarily have the ability to vote, though.
You know, I'll tell you this. I was in a seminar, and again, it just, I might have told y'all this before. I mean, it literally just blew my mind when I'm speaking in a seminar about 8 months ago, and to hear the number of Mexican Americans, military and non-military, who support but they support not bringing other Mexicans over. And I was just sitting and I'm looking like, wow. And there was a story in there where ICE came up on one of the people at the conference house and arrested their grandparents. And when I heard him say they were illegal, they should have been arrested. Now, I'm at a bipartisan conference, so the real me couldn't come out. And I wanted to say to him so bad, and I did say after the conference, how could you sit there and say that your grandparents should have been arrested? And if they weren't here, you would never be here. And you're just, you know, you don't even have your citizenship papers yet, but you agree with exporting or deporting Mexicans? I just didn't get that. But, again, apparently Donald Trump knows how to tap into that shit with people. It just blows my mind. I'm sorry. I don't understand it.
Believe it or
and
not,
even when you
a
said,
lot of the Spanish people, they're not with these immigrants coming in. It's like I said before, when you get something, when you finally get something and somebody else trying to get that, you don't want them to have it. And Donald Trump has tapped into that, and he's turned people against people.
Well, that's just what he did. I mean, again, and he's got the ability to do that because even when we start to say Russia meddled in our election, unless they meddled in the midterms also, they're still supporting and representing him. And, again, he's definitely not my flavor. But if apparently the nation has spoken and they like that. So if the nation likes that, all I can say is get ready, y'all.
I mean, well, some positives did come out of Florida, right? You guys, they're going to be able to have the felons vote, correct?
Yeah, they okayed the felons and something else they did. Let's get something else they did. The past two laws I was very shocked at. Oh, they even expanded Medicaid, which was very, oh, my God. And then they voted for this man. It's like absolutely crazy. But I think Gillum still conceded too early because it was less than 1%.
I do, too.
So they still
I
have to
too.
Count. I really
yes,
think he
I
can
agree.
Like
yes.
real.
Yes.
I was very upset with
that. Yeah, I thought he did but I see Stacey ain't having it. She holding out.
No, she ain't having it.
Well, see, Stacey knows some shenanigans going on down there too.
Yeah, I was reading online. They found 700 in the warehouse somewhere taped up that weren't even utilized.
They found what? I didn't hear you.
They found 700 machines in a warehouse somewhere in Georgia that weren't even utilized.
Wow.
Yeah, and
those
lines were
ridiculous.
They were long.
Yeah, they were like
three hours long
in some places.
Yeah. Remember,
if you're in the major cities, it's just like when you turn left in those rural areas, you know, they voted for who they are.
Right.
They drew the referee.
And the candidate who's participating in all this. He running and he also overseeing the election.
Yeah, the election. Just like Florida. I mean, Gillum won, you know, the areas where it's a little bit more, quote-unquote, progressive, but the rest of Florida is the rest of Florida. Northern Florida I was even surprised he even got the nomination, to tell you the truth. Because Northern Florida is Georgia South.
Right.
Yes.
No, she's right. She's
basically.
Right.
Northern Florida is Georgia South.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Actually, they tried to succeed one time. They wanted to separate North and South Florida.
He did well, though. I mean, considering everything, he did well.
Better than
what most people expected. So he's nothing for him to hold his head down about. You know, he did well.
But you're right, though. I was wondering why he
conceded.
I'm just wondering why he conceded just so early.
Well, by law, they still have to count because it was less than 1.5%.
And again,
they're still going to count it anyway.
Yeah, they have to do a recount.
Finish counting. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
For him, for the governor and the senator, they're still counting it.
Yes.
He ain't wanna appear like the angry black guy. He trying to show him he got grace.
Yeah. Watch this.
Grace yourself right out of the governorship.
And that's sad because we're still the same ones. I'm sorry. It's just sad because we're still the same people who are still trying to show how nice we are and how, you know, how good we are. And please like me, I'm over here. When are we going to stop?
Well, we do. We have to stop that because they're running rings around us. They're running rings around us.
4 years from now, he's going to run again. And now with these extra votes that they're going to let vote now, he can just go ahead and win the landslide.
Oh,
them ex-convicts that they giving the right to vote to, definitely gonna be vote. They ain't voting Republican. Trust me. If they do, they stupid.
Well, they know that, but they should.
Well, you never
know, because
I don't think 80% of the black women would vote Republican.
Then again, too, when
you
train people,
that is very shocking.
One of the things. Well, one of the things you gotta remember, if you've got some money. Is your man. If you get money and
true.
You want to keep it, Trump is your man.
Okay, but it's not necessarily Trump. It could be you're in your 40s. Most people in their 40s are their high earning years. It could be the situation going on. It could be you got a new, not necessarily Trump. It could be varying factors in that equate to you making more money. Because if you even look at the tax break, you got what? A couple of dollars tax break? Ooh-wee. It didn't necessarily benefit anybody that much.
Middle class and lower class, but the upper class that fell in that higher tax bracket, they making some money. Oh, their pockets got fatter.
You over 150,000, you over 150,000, you making money, whereas you used to have
absolutely.
To pay back $10,000-$15,000. You now keeping that $10,000-$15,000. They appreciate that. Unfortunately,
you
don't care about anybody else.
But sometimes people in that tax bracket know how to find a loophole in certain situations anyway.
Right. So
yeah,
imagine the loopholes that they know
funny.
Plus that.
And you know,
I
think that's all Trump did with his taxes. He just took advantage of the loopholes. I don't think he did nothing, you know, blatantly.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary.
He just took advantage of them loopholes.
Let me tell you something. That can't be, because if that's all he did was took advantage of legal and authorized loopholes, he would have produced his taxes. And let me say this. Even though Maxine Waters about to come at that ass, let me just say this, because Maxine going to come at him. I'm sorry, because she's still hurt because he called her unintelligent. But let me tell you this. If he cannot show his taxes and get elected, do you really think somebody going to be able to subpoena him to do it now?
No.
We talking about subpoena, looking at his taxes, because I know when you look at his taxes, you cannot help but to find where he's making a lot of money with the Russian government.
I would think Mueller already has it. They don't have to ask him for it. They can just go and get it.
Looking at his taxes will tell you where his money come from. And that's what they don't want you to see.
But okay, but one time out. I have a question. Do they even have to ask him? Don't they have the authority to just, request it from the IRS or whoever without asking him for it?
Apparently not.
No, you.
Because
no, you
if
can't.
It was that
no,
easy,
I mean before. Before they couldn't do it. Before they couldn't do it because Republicans had the House. But now that they're in power, the Democrats. Do they even have to ask him for it? Can't they just take it? And go, I mean, go get it from wherever it is out on.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It has to be somewhere in the system or somewhere.
No, they can't do that.
Well,
they
can do that.
Has
a court order. And if you get a court
order,
Mueller
I think a subpoena will get you the records. I think a subpoena would.
Let me tell you
but
something.
But you can't
they
just.
They almost didn't let Obama be the president because they couldn't. He couldn't. He didn't produce a birth certificate. But you know what? If you want to keep going, Mr. Obama, you better show us that damn birth certificate. And he had to produce it. They came at 45 with the same thing about his taxes. And today he done been president 2 years, and you still have not seen his tax returns. And you're not going
but
to see
isn't a requirement
taxes.
To see your taxes? I don't think it is.
They just do it as
being transparent, supposedly.
Exactly.
Well,
that's what
it
is. It's just
being
transparent, but it's not
it's
a yeah.
Not
you
a
don't.
Law.
Yeah,
it's not a requirement.
It's not a law.
Well, I'm simply saying, if he got elected as the president without showing him, even when they subpoena him, he's gonna filibuster or whatever you want to call that, long enough that we're gonna let that slide. And then, knowing 45 the way I know him, there's gonna be so much other shit that's going to surface that's not even going to be an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the real deal is, what he's going to do is, because he can't just let it slide, they're going to take everything that's against Trump that Trump don't like is going to the Supreme Court. That's what's happening.
And that's
so to fight his battle for the right. And for him to fight his battle with them releasing it, he's going to take it to the Supreme Court. They're going to deny it. Everything where they really got him at is going to end up in the Supreme Court.
And Kavanaugh's
going
to be waiting for it. He's going to be waiting
again,
for it to deny it.
But the people of the nation had this opportunity yesterday to speak out against it. And the people of the nation, not me, but other people of the nation.
They just hey, y'all just ain't listening to how they speak it. Y'all keep expecting them to speak another way. They're speaking exactly how they want to speak.
Exactly. Now, my question is, can they go back and, I guess, open up this Kavanaugh stuff? Because he lied about a lot of things, and they still made him, gave him that confirmation, but that was a lot of things that was lied about by him directly that he was caught in lies, but because Republicans was in control, nothing got investigated further. Can they go back and open that back up again?
They can, but the final approval comes from the Senate. So they can impeach him.
There we
but
go.
Impeaching don't get you out of office. You can impeach the president, and he can still be a president. Clinton was impeached. It's whether the Senate finds room to fire you, to have you get down. It's up to the Senate for that.
So then is there really
going to be a check on Trump? Is there really going to be a check on him then? Because they control the Senate.
There's going to be bumps in the road that stole some of his. I can't even call it nonsense anymore because the nation just said they like that. But there's bumps in the road to slow him down a little bit. But no, his movement's going to go on like it's going on. Only difference now is you're going to see more and more fighting between him and the House. But he's going to keep doing what he's been doing because the nation said, we like what you're doing.
I think it's going to be a check because, once again, like we said, they can't touch the president, but they can get everybody else. And it's going to get to a point where everybody else just can't keep going down. So that's why I think it's going to be a check. Not so much that he ain't going to try to do what he's been doing.
He'll just pardon him.
No, I heard he can't pardon his kids.
No, his kids he can't, but other people he can.
No, because you can't pardon on state crimes. Am I correct, panel? Federal crime,
correct.
You can tell them, yo, going to the house. But those state charges, that's probably what's going to get him. And when his children start getting arrested, I'm just saying, as a nation, we put your seatbelt on because we about to go on a ride, man.
But what y'all are missing is he's doing all kinds of stuff that he's by law that he can't. What was he doing? Something with birth certificates or something with immigrants?
Oh,
not immigrants. People that were already here. He wanted. Yeah, I mean that's on. He can't do that, but he's saying he's gonna do it.
Well, again,
yeah, but he just talking.
The Senate is going to let him do that. That's why he can do that. He can say what he wants to do, but unless the Senate stops him, you know what I'm saying? And they're all Republicans, and they with him. So, he can do what he wants to do.
And just think about this. Think about this.
Mindset.
Yeah. But think about this for a second. Even when we go to what do you call it, natural birthrights or whatever, all his kids, if he do what he want to do, all his kids should be sent somewhere. Because both of his wives gave birth to children before they were citizens. Now, I just think that shows you a lot about a person. When I'm trying to get a law put in place, or I'm trying to do a thing, that my own kids are guilty of what it is I'm trying to fix now, but you're still going after it. Because, again, both of his wives, they were not senators. They were not citizens while his children were born. But that's not stopping him. He's saying, okay, these guys are okay, but not anymore. Not anymore. And I just kind of step back from the nation because we had an opportunity to correct this and put him in check, but we chose to let him continue doing what he got to do. So we got to ride this out with him.
Let's put this in a proper perspective now, okay? We did what, and you're never going to get totally 100%, but we did what it was we had to do. It's just that they had the system so rigged that this is the best that could come out of it. And you gotta take your hat off for what we did, only because the way it was set up. Example, look at the situation in Georgia. Look at the situation in Florida. This was all, and this ain't, these, those aren't the only places where it's like that at. The system was rigged where you could go into a black neighborhood and you could, urban neighborhood, and you only get, you know, this is where all of them got to go, and you only get like 5 points. And the rest of the state, you get 6, 7, 8 points. It was rigged. It was nothing you could do about it except slowly but surely try to get back there, because it wasn't even so much the supporters that he got, because if you look at the numbers and stuff, we're right there. It's just that the way the system had been set up, that no matter what you got to do almost triple, double of what they do to have a victory. And to some degree, it ain't that many people. It's just not that many people that you can do that. So it's not that we really let them down. It's just that that's just how messed up the system is.
Wasn't some place, didn't they get some things changed with some of that gerrymandering? I know they had some petitions and stuff going around.
Yeah, I think they did it in South Carolina. I think they got it in South Carolina, but it didn't mean nothing.
See, here's the thing, too. When Obama won, people were so overjoyed with that. But what I noticed was at the state level, Republicans was taking over and changing shit.
That's right. They took over, yeah.
And by the time he got out of office, they got everything rigged now to as, guess what, this might go on maybe for another, until this nigga just blow it all up.
Because we got some Democrats in the governor's seats, we can make a change. slowly but surely, we could, if we could take one of their 50 states off the map, that's a start. That's a help.
Hey, hold on one second.
Oh, and there was a record number of women and two Muslim women and Massachusetts, the first black woman.
Oh, the women showed up. The women showed up and showed out on this election. Women did their thing on this election.
Technically, it's always women.
Tax information for us.
Yeah, I was Googling while we were talking, and it says that at least 25 states have introduced bills that would require presidential candidates to release their tax returns, which is great.
That's going forward, right?
Right, that's going forward. So the states are saying if you don't release your tax return, you're not getting on our ballot, potentially. The Supreme Court says, hey, wait a minute. You can't change the rules late in the game. So exactly. So this, you know, it may not ever matter that he doesn't show them. You know, it may not ever be able to, we may not ever be able to make him show them.
And his base doesn't even care anymore. You ask them, they already did stats on that. If you ask them, do they want to see it? They don't even care about that anymore. There are other things going on.
Right.
Well, then let me ask you.
They wanted to see the birth certificate all the way till he left the office.
Oh,
but he was the one who started that. Trump was the one who started all of that, wanting to see Obama's birth certificate.
Yep, but you want to compare apples and oranges. It's two different people. You forget who one is and what the other one is.
Right. Oh, we know. We know.
Absolutely.
One's highly intelligent. One's highly intelligent.
He came along at the right time. He came along at the right time. They didn't cross that line, and he came, and he crossed that line, and they thought he was going to get shut down, but he rode this all the way to the White House, and now they was like, oh, shit. And now, if you want to call that, he's their leader. So that's why they scared to go against him. Does he got that base? And hatred is out there now. It's back out there in the open. Make America great.
They did a voters nationwide poll after the election, and they asked a question about should Congress impeach Trump? And 39% said yes, and 56% said no.
He said no. Yeah.
Money.
I'm telling you, they're feeling that they got that little extra money in their pockets, and that means the world to a lot of people. And they don't care about anything.
But I'm saying, we keep beating that same dead horse, and they don't even care about that anymore. They don't even really care. They don't care about the taxes. They don't care about him being impeached.
They don't even care about the truth anymore. They don't even care about truth, facts, stuff being stated anymore, because he got them all hooked on this fake news and people don't know what's up, what's down, what's true. He got everybody just twisted.
People,
it's like a magician. Don't watch my right hand. Just look at my left hand. I'm doing some other shit with my right hand.
People know
he's
lying. They just don't care. People know he's lying. They don't care. You guys, I know it sounds like we're beating a dead horse, but trust me, it's about that money that's going into their pockets. Nothing else matters to them. You know how they are when they move out on the hill and they want to look down on people? That money allows them to do it, and that's all that matters.
That's why all the companies are following him, because he made him some money.
Just immigration and all that stuff. They look at it like, well, they ain't coming past my gates. They ain't gonna get in my gate, so I don't care about that.
All I can say is, as we get ready to bring our podcast to a close this evening, it's sad, but all I can say is, if they went through the process, even if apparently it's a crooked process, but if the people have voiced their opinions, then we stuck with him. And there ain't nothing that we're going to do until it's time to reelect him. And if he gets reelected, then, again, we did that as a nation. Now, don't get me wrong. Even though they've got the gerrymander set up like that in the manner they do, if enough of this nation was really sick of that bullshit, we would have let our voices be heard. But our voice, the nation, the voice of the nation, based on the way they gerrymandered the shit out of this election, says we're okay with it. And if that's what the nation said, then damn it, that's what they said. I don't like it, but again, here was a solid chance for us to do a little better than what we did. And again, even with gerrymandering, it shows the percentage of people who support him. So we got to ride this out. But I'm just saying, folks, don't go to sleep.
That's a fact.
Go to sleep with your go to sleep with your eyes open.
Yeah, well, it's you're right. A lot of people, it says Trump's approval. Well, anyway, in Georgia alone, his approval rate, 52% approved of him and 47 disapproved, and that was just in Georgia.
Yeah, if you notice though, it's in them rural areas. It ain't like the cities and stuff like that. It's where the majority is what.
We went to sleep on Obama's watch and let all this gerrymandering take place, and now we're paying for it. So, hey, listen, our time is up on today's podcast. So I thank everybody for joining in. I thank the nation for listening. But we're stuck with 45 and his nonsense for a while. The only thing that's going to make me change our mind about the nation is tired of this shit is if the Republicans, the Democrats, who now have control of the House, have control of all the committees that do subpoenas and things of this nature, if they get active and go to work, then maybe we can still see a change. But if they sit back and just allow status quo to be status quo, then like I've said throughout my whole voter registration, whole voter campaign, I want to see the blue wave, but then the blue wave got to get their shit together. And the blue wave got to stand up and be accounted for, because you've got the House. You have authority to do some things, to change some things, but are you going to use that authority, or are you going to be beat down and say it's not going to make a difference and just let it go? Hey, folks, this is co-producer for Hodge to Hodge Podcast. Our hour is up. I thank everybody for coming out tonight, and I want to say good night and the words of the brother messenger. Let's just leave here and go try to make the best life we could possibly make for ourselves, whatever the hell that might add up to be. Good night.
Good night. Right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Shit too thick. I ain't going to sleep.
Start venting.
Start venting?
Earl, baby brother, start venting.
I beg your pardon.